It's the Rafters Podcast, presented by Couch Guy Sports.
All right, it's the Rafters Podcast, episode 3. Today is Wednesday, January 30th, and the NBA is heating up right now with the rumors. We got, first off, Anthony Davis. His agent said the other day that he is requesting a trade from New Orleans and will not re-sign with the team. Connor, you're here.
It's about time. Anthony Davis is sticking up for himself, and the Pelicans, they're in a tricky situation. Do they want to trade him before the deadline, or do they want to wait till the summer where they can get more opportunities for him? I mean, Celtics, we got a lot of draft picks and everything to give up. How are you feeling about this thing?
I mean, there's a lot of talk right now going on about, will the Celtics get him, will they not? I don't think it's viable right now for us to even have a chance at him. I think there's a lot of other teams ahead of us that are probably going to get to him first, and that's our biggest issue right now.
You thinking the Lakers? Or
I mean, the Lakers are the big talk right now, and the other issue is the whole collusion of the league going on right now, and the Pelicans ownership made it clear, I think it was yesterday, that they want the NBA to be looking real hard into the whole tampering thing and all that with LeBron and his agent, Rich Paul.
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. You really got to think about it. Like, I think the Celtics can offer the most to New Orleans. Like, the Lakers, they can offer Ball and Ingram and a couple other guys.
Yeah, they got Kuzma and all that. But
Kuzma, but that leaves them with no bench. What are you going to have, Anthony Davis? And or leaves them with no other people to play with. They're gonna play
I
with
mean,
LeBron
I think that there's a lot of teams looking around right now. Like, they would trade anything for Anthony Davis right now, and I think that includes the Lakers. Other than LeBron, I think they'd clean house to get AD right now.
But he also wants to go to a contender, too. He's making that very clear. He said a contender, not a team that's just on the fringe or anything like that, like the Pelicans.
But I think he knows that if he goes and teams up with LeBron, they're immediately a contender.
Are they, though, if it's just him and LeBron? I mean, 100%. If they have no pieces around them, who? I don't know.
I don't think you need it.
I do. In the West, you do, against a team like the Warriors. I mean, that team might break up too soon, but
I mean, no one's beating the Warriors right now. Anthony Davis or no Anthony Davis, albeit maybe the Celtics, but.
And I mean, maybe if they get Kawhi Leonard in the offseason too. I mean, imagine Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James together.
I think Kawhi's staying in Toronto, it looks like right now, but I don't know. But that was the whole talk before was Paul George and Anthony Davis are going to LA. That was the talk like 2 months ago, and now it's back to Anthony Davis going there, but. The other big thing right now going on is Kyrie getting courted by LeBron. So it's looking like LeBron's posting his weird little Instagram stories talking about him, and there's a rumor released, I think again yesterday, that Kyrie might want to be going and teaming back up with LeBron. What do you think?
Which I absolutely hate, and I don't think it's true at all.
Nah,
why
I don't
would
it at all.
He's shit on LeBron so much over the past year. Why are you going to go back and play with him? I know you could probably win a championship if you go back and play with him, but you're on such a good team, and you guys have so much potential here with the Celtics. They have the chance to go to the finals this year. They have a really good chance. And next year, they have an even better chance if they get more pieces, if they get a guy like Anthony Davis. This team should 100% go to the finals and probably win it if they get AD next year. So Kyrie should stay. I know he wants – I don't even know if he wants to play with LeBron. This came from a source, supposedly from a guy, like a person close to Kyrie. So within the Celtics organization, kind of. So I'm hoping it's not true. I don't think it is true. But if it is true, that's going to suck. We're losing Kyrie Irving, our best player. We're probably not going to be that good next year.
I mean, it's just such a weird move for Kyrie if that is true. I don't believe much of it. But if it is, he spent his whole time in Cleveland bitching and being like he wants to be the guy and he doesn't want to be sitting behind LeBron, and then 1-2 years removed from LeBron, he wants to just jump right back there. And especially if the Lakers do get a move for Anthony Davis and go with Kyrie, that now he's the third option. Like he's back to where he was and even further down potentially. I don't know what his whole goal is here.
Yeah, and exactly. He wanted to be the man. He wanted to have his own team, and that's what he kind of has here in Boston right now at the moment. And can the does LeBron even want to play with him? Is
Yes. Yes,
yeah, you
LeBron
think?
wants to clearly play with anybody who is better than who he currently has.
Yeah, well, obviously
LeBron
Lonzo
is, and
Ball.
that's the biggest thing here, and it's never going to get really that investigated by the league, but LeBron's tampering in this is tremendous. Because when you think about like his th this guy, this agent, Rich Paul, is LeBron's buddy who started this whole agency with who's millions of dollars probably. And is now he has clients that are all the bet, like he's got AD, he's got a couple of LeBron's buddies, like he's it, so he can't these guys he can't talk straight to teams, and Anthony Davis can't do this shit, but LeBron and Anthony Davis can have a conversation on the phone, and that has shown no proof of tampering, even though there's clearly tampering going on.
Yeah, and these guys are all best buds. They all the same agent. It's the NBA needs to come up with a rule against this. I know you can't really tell a person who they can sign with, who they can't sign with, but these guys are all buddy buddy right now, and you never know who LeBron's talking to, texting. He could be texting Kyrie Irving right now. They could all just be laughing about this, and he could be going to the Lakers in the offseason. Who knows?
Yeah, we really have no clue. And I mean, the Kyrie right now, if he goes through with this, is really just setting him up to be one of the most hated guys in the history of Boston.
Oh
If
yeah,
he
he'd
makes
be
this
right
move
up there.
after coming off that whole thing where he's talking about he's re-signing with Boston, and if we want him and all that stuff, and he's telling everyone he's going to come back, and then he just bails back to LeBron. Oh my God.
He'd be right up there with LeBron. Everyone hates LeBron. He'd be right up there with him. Especially if the Lakers go and win a championship with Kyrie Irving on that team. Oh,
Oh,
wait,
certainly.
forget about it. He's whatever credit or whatever people liked in him, they're not gonna like him now after that move. But I don't, like I said, I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't
There's no
hold much
shot.
to it, yeah.
I don't hold much to it. I need to see more concrete evidence, like text or whatever.
As for Anthony Davis, though, I mean, the Celtics couldn't make a move for him until July, when Kyrie either opts to either re-sign or not re-sign. So I don't think in that much time the Pelicans are going to want to get rid of him by then. And if someone throws them a decent enough package, they know he's not coming back. So they want to get as much as they can for him as soon as possible, I assume.
I mean, do that. I feel like they should start tanking now, if that's a thing,
They
but
th there's they got too much ground to make up. They couldn't just they can't just tank
they
for like
couldn't
number
do a
one.
complete
They're
tank.
just they're
Yeah.
tanking for no reason at that point.
But they got to think of how, like, what the Celtics can offer them. They can offer them the for next year, the Celtics have the Memphis Grizzlies pick that if it falls outside the top eight, they have the Clippers pick falls outside the top 14. They can give up Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams, Semi Ojeleye. They have all these pieces, and I think all that is way better than what the Lakers could offer them. I think Jason Tatum, they're not going to offer him all that, but Jason Tatum, that one piece is what everyone wants, and I think the Pelicans will take that.
Oh, certainly. I mean, who would you give up right now for Anthony Davis?
Like realistically, on the Celtics, I'd give up the. You're probably going to have to give up those two picks, the Memphis pick and the Clippers pick. Jason Tatum, and why not throw in a rookie like Ojeleye Williams? Why not just do it? That's just chump change at that
You think
point.
that gets it done? Just Tatum and just any guy?
I mean, those. No, I'm saying those two draft picks are huge.
The draft picks are all right. I mean,
The draft
those
picks, they're
aren't.
not like they're not top
They're
10, but
not prime picks, but
they're not prime picks. But you could, I mean, the Pelicans are just going to try to rebuild at that point.
is that your move? Are you just going to Tatum out of the gate, or are you like? I mean,
I
we
would
have
go.
other
Well,
guys who I'd much rather get rid of.
Brown's not going to get it done.
Brown himself isn't going to get it done,
I know,
obviously.
but
But I
they
mean,
want
who?
Tatum. The grand prize is Tatum in this trade.
But
They're going to
we
want
have other guys that we can stack and just not give up Tatum. I mean, I would certainly give up Tatum if it was just a one for one for Anthony Davis. But I don't know if I want to give up Tatum if in this big package by himself. If we could give up Gordon Hayward right away with Jaylen, like I hate Gordon Hayward so much.
See, I disagree. I don't think we should get rid of Hayward at all. And I think
Why?
free. Why? Because look at what he used to be. Look at all the
Look at
potential
what he
he
used to
has.
be, yeah.
Yet, yeah, and he's still coming off this injury. I think he
Look at
still
what
has.
Fab Melo used to be. He's dead. He's dead
Yeah,
now.
Fab Melo was never the same player as Gordon Hayward
But
used to
he's
be.
dead, and that's the point I want to hammer. He died
Yeah,
in his
he's.
sleep after getting sent to the Maine Red Claws by
Yeah.
Robert Williams the
Like
third.
Robert Williams could possibly happen. No, but Gordon Hayward has so much potential. He's shown
No, he
flashes of
doesn't.
what.
He played well in the past. That's not what
He's
potential
played
is.
well this season.
No, he hasn't. He's been terrible.
He's had good games and
He's
then he's had
been
terrible games.
terrible.
I know, I get that.
He's been very, very bad.
I think you got to keep him because players realize what he used to be and what he still can
that
be.
That means nothing if you can send him to New Orleans for Anthony Davis.
I think you got to keep him playing. Imagine this.
He's terrible.
Irving, Anthony Davis, Horford.
Don't say Gordon Hayward.
I got it.
The name means nothing right now. He's terrible.
Not right now, but I think next year he's going to come back and play phenomenal.
I don't think so.
I still think he has a shot this year. I know he hasn't been playing well as of late, and he's been absolutely terrible.
He's been horrendous.
He's been horrendous.
Get rid of him.
I get that.
He's a great trade prop.
Is he, though? Like you just said, no one wants him, really.
I never said no one wants him. I said he's been terrible. He's still Gordon Hayward.
He's still Gordon Hayward. Like you
he's
just
still
said.
The name Gordon Hayward. A lot of teams will bite on a name like that.
I want to hang on to him so badly. And if he could play along.
So badly?
Oh, I would love. I love Gordon Hayward.
Why?
Like I said, potential. He's shown flashes of it this
season. He's shown a weak ankle and a bad jumper.
He's shown that he could score some points sometimes. He's had a bunch of good
DeMarcus
games.
Cousins came back a week ago from a torn Achilles that happened 3 months after Hayward's injury.
All right,
and
Hayward's,
he's looking healthy as hell right now.
Hayward's injury was more freakish than DeMarcus Cousins.
Has nothing to do with it. A 7-footer with a torn Achilles is usually done. DeMarcus Cousins is coming back more athletic than he left.
You're right about that, but I think Gordon Hayward's just hesitant, and I think he just needs to find his place on this team, and he hasn't done it yet.
Oh, it's February, and he hasn't done it yet.
Give him time.
Plenty of time. You can get rid of him right now for Anthony Davis, or at least in July.
All right, him and what else?
I give up him and Jalen right now.
Just straight up, just him and Jalen.
Him and Jalen, we could throw a pick in.
And one pick. You think that does the deal?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, Gordon...
Gordon Hayward and Jalen Brown is better than anything the Lakers can throw. Hayward and Brown, Kuzma and Ingram and Ball, like.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe Gordon Hayward has a fabulous rest of the season. Maybe he goes into the playoffs and just kills it, crushes it, MVP. You
if
never
Gordon
know.
Hayward is the MVP. I don't.
Not
know.
MVP of the league, but like maybe most valuable player.
No, that's
what
if he is the playoff finals MVP.
Hey, we're not trading him.
We should.
And that
we're
will.
Not, oh,
entice
I
Kyrie
fully
Irving
agree.
To
we're
stay.
Not going to trade Gordon
That will
Hayward.
Entice Kyrie Irving to stay, and that will have AD wanting to come here.
Gordon Hayward is not making anyone want to come anywhere.
If he kills it in the next half of the season, and I think he will.
That's a tremendous
I think he's going to. Watch right here. I'm saying it right now. He's going to have an incredible second half, and he's going to kill it in the playoffs.
All right.
I'm a big fan of Gordon. Gordo.
We're marking that one down. That's
we're gonna mark it
Gordon
down.
Hayward just bursts into flames.
And you can just mock me the whole rest of the season if he just doesn't.
Oh, fully correct.
Oh yeah, because I know Gordon Hayward's gonna kill it. Guarantee. Hot take right there.
Talking about predictions that were correct, Kenneth Faried has been tearing it up. For
yeah,
the
you were right about that one.
Out of the gate, he's playing center at 6'8". He's playing center right now for Clint Capella, starting for the Rockets. Pretty much just a double-double machine right now from the last week in which he's got signed. I mean, he's averaging like 10 points, 10 rebounds a game.
So what are you going to do when Clint Capella comes back, though? You going to put him back on the bench? Or
yeah, Faried coming off the bench playing 25 minutes a game? Yeah. He's grabbing another 10 and 8.
I mean, last night he had 19 rebounds. He had 11 rebounds, 19 points. Like, that's
what I tell
pretty,
you. He's protecting the
good.
Paint. Their defensive rating's gone up. He's grabbing boards.
He's playing pretty good minutes, too. I mean, it's not like he's getting...
Oh, no, this is the first time anyone's let him play in 2 years. He's taking advantage of it. It's good to see.
And, like, I mean, I said this last time. He's playing for a contract. He wants to get signed by a team, so he's obviously going to ball out and play his best. I mean, right now, he's...
The Rockets, I keep him.
Yeah, I mean, the last 5 games, he has 19, 12, 21, 11, and 13 points. It's not terrible.
Oh, by
pretty
no
good. Case. Pretty good for a guy that just wasn't really playing much this season, coming off the bench for another team. And now he's killing it with the Rockets.
He played 12 games in Brooklyn this season. They didn't even play him.
Yeah, and he's helping this team win.
He came into an offense that he fit, the running gun style that they got down in Houston, and he's been killing it.
Yeah, and they are meshing well. I think C3P's back on that team right now. He's playing, so that also helps him. He has one of the greatest point guards giving him the ball. So it's really working out right now.
Everything's coming up, and... So, yeah, Houston's climbing the West. I mean, the Celtics are trying to make the move on the East right now. They're like a half a game away from the Pacers, who are going to fall dramatically with Victor Oladipo just going down with the worst of knee injuries.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. I mean, I think the Pacers still have a really decent team. They still can compete, but I don't think they're gonna like
Yeah, I
compete
mean
at the
they could
level.
sneak into a seven seed, but they're definitely not
You think they're gonna
they're
fall that low?
oh they're gonna fall quick
I don't think they're
without
gonna
a
fall.
without a star player. Oh, they're falling quick.
I don't think they're gonna fall that low. There's still some guys in that team that can score the ball, and they play really good team defense. But I don't think the Nets are gonna be still be better than them, even without Oladipo. I think
Miles Turner's not carrying that team too deep into the playoffs.
I still think they're better than Brooklyn, Miami, and Charlotte easily. I think they're just a better team than they are, like overall, just functional team. And the Celtics, that's good for us. I mean, it sucks that Oladipo got hurt. He's one of the better players in this league, but we will climb up a spot due to that injury.
Oh,
And
definitely. Yeah.
whenever we can do that, that's awesome. I mean, right now we're in fifth. I don't going into
Yeah,
the
right
playoffs.
now
I don't.
we're a game and a half back of Philly and Indiana right now. So, I
Yeah,
mean, I don't
if.
know how much ground we can gain on Philly right now, but Indiana we're passing real quick.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if we were going to go into it, we'd play Philly in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. And I don't want to play Philly first round in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like,
by no means.
not a good idea. So we
I
really
would
need
as
to.
long as Gordon Hayward wasn't on our team.
Like, Gordon Hayward's going to light it up in Philly. That's his favorite place to play.
Is it?
No, I just made that up.
Yeah, I've
But
seen nothing.
like I said, he's going to kill it. But. The Celtics gotta start winning, just winning, winning, winning. The Pacers injury helps. I mean, do you see them catching up to Toronto? There's only 5 games back of Toronto. I don't know what's gonna happen with that.
Yeah.
I mean, 6-4 of their last 10. They gotta do better than that. They gotta start winning. They gotta start going like 8-2 every 10 games, something like that, just to even make ground on the Bucks or the Raptors.
Yeah, and those are two teams playing very well right now. I mean, Giannis is dominating. I think the whole Raptors team is playing well right now. They're looking scary going forward.
Yeah, and I think they're better than the Bucks because
Oh, certainly.
the Bucks are a weird team. They have Tecumpo, but they have Giannis. But other than that, like, what else? I don't know how
And they
they're
got
winning
Brogdon, they got
games.
Middleton. Brook Lopez is playing well so far.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to be enough to carry them to the Eastern Conference Finals or anything like that down the line. I really
I don't know
don't.
who they lose to though.
Who are they? I think the Celtics.
If
I
they
mean,
like if they're playing Toronto, they're going to lose, but they're not going to play Toronto if they end up 1 and 2 seed.
Yeah, you're right. And they're gonna have home court advantage. Like, when was the last time the Bucks had home court advantage in the playoffs? Like, what the heck?
97.
Is it 97?
I don't know.
Oh, you just made that up. All right, but like, yeah, I don't trust those Bucks. I don't even know who's their coach. I don't even know who their coach is. I wish it was still Jason Kidd, but I know that's not right.
It is not. It is
But yeah.
Mike Budenholzer.
Okay, not a bad coach. I just think they're
Not a
gonna.
name you recognize.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them winning in the playoffs. They'll probably win their first round if they get a one seed, but I don't see them going to these conference finals or anything like that. Even if they are the one seed, I really can't see it.
I mean, right now everything kind of just seems like a moot point because it looks like nobody's getting past Golden State. The Celtics played them on Saturday. We haven't talked since then. So, you want to talk about that game a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, they lost. The final score was 115 to 111. And a lot of the players on that team, a lot of the Warriors players after the game, someone said it that Hayward was a liability. We're going back to Hayward,
Gordon
but
Hayward is a liability.
he was 0 for 5 from the field, and he only had 2 points that night. He did have 7 rebounds, which is not bad, but he was getting so many minutes. Like, I didn't get why he was kept in the game, especially that game when he wasn't scoring points. And it. Points obviously mattered in that game. We only lost by four.
Points
If
matter
you,
in most NBA games, and
well,
Gordon
all right.
Hayward so far
If
did
you,
not score them.
and if you just put like Semi Ojeleye in his spot, even in that one game, I think we just win that game. Or anybody.
If you put anybody, literally anybody.
Yeah, put Robert Williams, RIP, put him in that team, put him
Yes.
in that game, we probably win it.
Bring him back from Maine. Have an athletic guy going up against DeMarcus Cousins, who again is looking healthy as hell.
Yeah, he did look healthy as hell. And this Warriors team is scary. Like, can we just call it quits and just hand them the trophy right now? Because it's looking like the Warriors is gonna take the cake on this one unless someone really gets hurt, like, or if like one of their main players, like Durant, or even if Boogie does get like re-injures his Achilles, they still
Which I
have one of
doubt
the,
is going to happen because that
which I
thing's not made
doubt
of
it's.
steel.
Oh yeah, it's not made of steel, it's titanium. So like, it's just crazy how good this team is, and it's it's scary. I don't think we've ever seen a starting five like this, and I think it's the best starting five of all time, to be honest, because they can come at you, they can play defense, and they could just kill it on offense. It's really probably, this might be the best team, even though not record-wise, but this might be the best team when it's all said and done ever in the NBA, in history of the NBA. My best team.
It's getting bolder with every statement.
I mean, look at it. You have Curry, Thompson, even Green, who was not even playing that well. If he just played,
Draymond's not good.
If he just he's still good on defense. He's not like a liability on defense.
No, he's not like Gordon Hayward being a liability.
All right, yeah, okay. Enough with the Gordon Hayward thing.
I will not end this Gordon Hayward thing. He's a terrible basketball player.
But this team, I think this is the best starting five you'll ever see in the history of the NBA. Just what all these stars, what they can do. I think it's going to get broken up in the near future. Someone's going to make a move. But right now, this team's firing on all cylinders, and I really don't think they're going to lose too many games the rest of the season.
Would you trade Kevin Durant right now for Anthony Davis?
I mean, I don't think the Warriors would do that with Boogie Cousins. What, so you're going to play Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins together?
Oh, yeah.
Again? Yeah?
Whole new basketball team.
Would I do it? I would not do it. I think Kevin Durant's the best scorer in the NBA, and I just wouldn't pass that up right now. That would be a good trade to look at if it was actually a thing, but I don't think it would ever happen. Never.
Would you go straight up Kyrie for Anthony Davis right now?
I think I've said this before, and I think right now I think I would. But the only thing is, who would be our starting point guard if we did that? I mean, Scary Terry is showing that he could probably be a starting point guard for this team right now. Would the Celtics ever do it? Would Danny Ainge ever do it?
No.
No. Unless Kyrie came to him and said, hey, I really don't want to be here anymore, which he could be saying that. Which would come out of nowhere. Then he would have to – he would definitely be like, all right, well, Anthony Davis is available. Let's try to get him. He would definitely do it. But it's never going to happen. I wouldn't – I would do it if they did do it, if Kyrie really wanted to leave. But if Kyrie wanted to stay here and really played like he has been playing, then let's just keep him. We have decent centers on this team. Nothing like Anthony Davis.
No, we don't. But, we have nobody. We have Aaron Baines, who's
you're not a fan of the Bane man?
He'll hit one or two terrible looking three pointers a game.
Oh, those were so sexy the other night. Those were cash money.
The form was pretty bad. It's like an Al Horford, but worse. Which is completely worse.
But he had a really good game the other night.
He played well coming back. I mean, he's gonna be exactly what he's shown you. He's never gonna give anything more than that. But
no,
Robert Williams just being in the G League right now out of nowhere, there's not a lot of wiggle room we have at that position.
I mean, he was only on the Celtics roster because Bane was hurt. Anyways, I just think he's raw. Keep him down there. Let him develop.
He showed some stuff.
He showed that he can block some shots.
He's
I guess
36.
So.
He's blocking six a game, dude.
What else is he doing?
Oh, 10 rebounds, 12 points.
He was scoring 12 points a game.
Oh yeah, per 36.
Per 36. I mean, we took a poll on this on our Twitter. And majority of the people want him. They said we need him on this team. I voted against it. I said no, he needs to develop in the G League. But I don't get why fans like this guy. I'm not a big fan of him. I think he's raw.
What is your issue with him?
I think he's raw. He's inconsistent on defense. Yeah, he could block shots once in a while. But he really doesn't do anything else for this team.
Neither
right
does Gordon
now.
Hayward.
I don't think he shows more. He's got better hair. He does have phenomenal hair.
That's it.
I don't know why I think this. I don't think the team really, like the players on this team really like Robert Williams. I don't know.
Speculations. Do you think they like Gordon Hayward? His 15 Mormon kids?
I know Kyrie Irving's probably hating him right now. He's probably like, get this guy off the team. Yeah. But I think he's well respected on this team. I think he 100% is respected on this team, even when he does play bad.
He's the whitest guy on the team. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying he's respected because of what he has done. He was... A couple years ago, he was one of the best. He's probably top 15 in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's a bum.
Yeah, he was. A few years ago, Gilbert Arenas, he was one of the best.
What? Not a couple of years ago.
Well, he was good. Darren Williams, what happened to him?
Yeah, RIP. But I just think Gordon Hayward.
RIP. He's still alive.
Yeah, I know,
he's
but
dead,
he's
like Fab Mello.
Yeah,
he died in his sleep at 26.
Because of the main Red Claws. But like going, like I was saying about Gordon Hayward, he's still scoring 10 points a game this season. He's still
10 points a game on a max contract.
Yes, that was, they, we gave him the max contract before.
Before he was scoring 10 points a game. Yeah.
Yeah, but he scored 18 points against Cleveland in a few games ago. He's at 18 points against Toronto, which that looks pretty good. He scored 18 points against a team that we're probably going to have to go against in the playoffs.
Would you pay $32 million for 18 points against Toronto?
Yeah, if everybody else, if he's just playing his role. I mean, you got to think about it, too.
That's not a $31 million role.
Yeah, but his role on this team now is to be, he's not supposed to be
a tremendous waste of salary.
Right now, it's looking like he is, but I think he's still, like I said, all these games, he hit 35 against Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota sucks. You're going to give me shit about that. Minnesota is terrible. They're one of the worst teams in the NBA. And then he came up the, right back the next night and scored 16 points against Dallas. I mean, they're not the best team either, but then he's just shown flashes of what he used to be, and I think he still has that in him somewhere deep down inside. I think he's going to kill it.
I'm just checking something right here so I can prove a point.
What are you going to look at? 36?
Gordon Hayward right now, $31 million a year. Jake Lehman, $1.5 million. Is there any difference in those two players right now?
How many points is Jake Lehman scoring per game? We're going back to the Lehman.
What's Gordon got right now?
Gordon's got 10.6.
10.6, that's probably right around where Lehman's at, honestly.
Lehman's been killing it lately. I'll give him that. I don't
Lehman's
think he's
scoring 7 points with 3 rebounds, shooting 52%.
All right, so this year, Hayward's scoring 10.6, 4.6 rebounds per game. And what was the other stat you said?
52% from the field.
Okay, well, he's not shooting too good from the field. Mm-hmm. But he, well, his field goal percentage is 41.
Yep, whole 11 points lower.
Yeah, but potential. That's
what do you
all
mean
I'm
potential?
Saying.
You look at Gordon Hayward versus Jake Lehman right now. Who has potential and who has a busted ankle in 10 years behind them?
Gordon Hayward does, but he's going to come back and kill it. I just know he is. I know he's going to do it. He has that swagger to him. He's just going to do it. I believe in him, and I can't wait for him to prove you guys wrong. I know a lot of people out there.
What swagger does Gordon Hayward have about him?
Look at him.
You look at Gordon Hayward and you think swagger?
Yeah, I do.
It's interesting. That says a lot about you, I think.
We have a similar haircut. We got a similar beard. You know, me and Gordon Hayward could be brothers. But I think he's an overall good player. He's a team player. And I think Brad Stevens is going to get him to play a lot better. And I can't wait for him to prove you wrong. I know it's a hot take. And I know people.
It's not a hot take. It's an impossibly cold one.
People that were at this game were saying that against the Warriors that they were ripping Hayward apart. They were like, get this guy out of this team.
Yeah,
we don't want him here anymore.
Basketball player.
No, you got to keep giving him his shots. Keep playing him. I mean,
you're saying what you're saying for Gordon Hayward, you should be saying for Robert Williams is keep giving him his shots. Like if we're gonna have guys try to develop,
but Gordon Hayward's a max contract player. You got to give this guy his shots. You're paying him for a reason. You gotta put him out there if you're paying him this much money.
You don't gotta pay him this much money if you're paying him this much money. Get rid of him. Dump him. I'd dump him right now for Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers, no way.
Straight up for Austin Rivers, I'd do it right now.
Yeah, and this team, no, not a shot.
We would not even suffer.
Not right now, but you wouldn't.
We have played better. We played better the entirety of last season without Gordon Hayward than we are right now with him.
Yeah,
I
mean,
not
it's just
rest until Gordon Hayward is off this team.
All right, well, we'll see. Maybe they'll make a move for him. Maybe he's going to be gone in the next couple weeks.
I sure hope so.
Do you think who else could we get with Gordon Hayward in a trade package?
Right now, we could get Evan Fournier. We could
get any player we want.
Oh, we could get Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, do you really think he's going to get traded, Gordon Hayward?
Oh God, no.
No,
God,
he's on the
team. He's a white player in Boston. He's never going anywhere. But I'd like him directly off the team.
No, and they're not going to move him down to the G League. I see all these people
Oh,
saying,
God, the
oh.
G League would be an even bigger waste of the contract. Trade him.
Exactly. Yeah, people, that's what I was trying to make a point.
Trade him to the Kings for Willie Cauley-Stein. Get a rebounder. That's it.
Yeah, I just don't think they're going to do it. There's
oh, they,
no,
oh, of course not.
Because we're going to have to pay that contract, so you can't just dump his contract, right?
That's how trades work.
Does he have a clause in his contract? I don't know everything
he
about
doesn't
his
have a no trade clause. He's not KG.
I don't know his contract, but I don't know. He's
Gordon
not going to get.
Hayward's demanding a no trade clause.
You never know. He might have a smart agent. I just don't think he's going to get traded, and I think he's going to be a Celtic for the next couple of years.
Strong.
And he's gonna prove it. He's gonna prove everybody wrong. Okay. Even watch, you'll see.
All right, so we'll probably leave it there for right now. Gordon Hayward, worst player in basketball.
He's going to have a strong year.
All right.
Strong
year. That's the Raptors podcast, episode 3. We will see you guys next week when Gordon Hayward scores 8 more points a game. If it keeps on raining, that beast's going to break.